This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity, all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved goddess of purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. As you take a deep breath now, breathe in the light. Hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the alignment of your chakra centers, the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within each of you. As you focus on the alignment of those chakras, also focus on the colors of the chakras. But not so much just the color, but the intensity of that color. And the intensity of that color, the higher you raise that intensity, the higher you're raising the vibration within that chakra center as well. So as you focus on the Earth Star chakra now, just below your feet, see that as a beautiful, deep earth brown color. But see it as a high intensity brown color. Even though it does not seem like a high vibration color, it can be. So focus that, your attention there and the connection to the earth, to Gaia, as that is your grounding point. That chakra center, the Earth Star, is your grounding point to the earth. Now move up to the Root Star Chakra. See, that is a deep ruby red color, bright, intense red. Moving up to the next, orange, brilliant, bright orange. Into the solar plexus, bright, brilliant yellow sun right there in the solar plexus area. To the heart center, the midpoint between the 4 lower and the 4 upper chakras, a balance point, deep blue-green. To the high heart center, magenta, brilliant, bright, high vibration magenta color. The throat area, sky blue. See a bright, bright, brilliant blue sky. to the third eye center in the middle of the forehead. Purple or indigo. To the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And finally, the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now remember that all of these chakra centers are, as energy centers, are also associated with the physical body and the physical glands within the body. So as you do this type of exercise and raise the vibration in your etheric body, you're also raising the vibration within your physical form as well, and your astral body. So now bring all of the chakra centers together, merging them as one into the soul star chakra. And as you all know, this becomes your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body. As you merge your conscious knowing self into your light body now. And if it helps, see that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And in that three-dimensional six-pointed star, or your Merkaba light vehicle or light body, see yourself now rising up, leaving your physical form behind, moving up in your etheric and astral body, rising up through the sky, through the clouds, till you pass the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware of all of the ships that are out here, the planets in the solar system, the galaxies beyond, and turn back down and look at the Earth. Look at Gaia. And from this point of view and from this dimensional point of understanding, you can see as we see. You can see the Earth and the two distinct, separate timelines that are there. Yes, indeed, each of those timelines has offshoots from it, many different shoots off of the main timeline. But as some of you said earlier, you are indeed correct. There are, at this point, two distinct timelines that are beginning to not merge, but move away from each other. But they're still there. There's still those two timelines, and with many different offshoots from that. Because when you think in terms of multidimensionality, there are many different timelines within the many different dimensions as well. So look at this now and see the two different distinct timelines. One is moving in and staying within the lower vibrational frequencies, and the other, the one that you are all on, is moving into higher vibrational frequency, fourth dimension and into the fifth dimension and even beyond that. And you can see distinctly the old Earth, the old three-dimensional illusion on the one timeline, and on the other you can see it moving off into many different colors and variations of life and so much life, just exploding life everywhere. Brilliance, brilliant colors, brilliant designs, signs, everything. Much different than the old, more grayish, if you will, third dimensional delusionary expression. So know, as you can see this, just as we can see it when we look down, you can see it now as well. And know that there are these two distinct timelines. And many have chosen to stay on the old timeline. They stay within the status quo. They stay within, away from change. They do not accept change or do not like change. But change is necessary to be on this new timeline. That is what you are all going through, and you may be experiencing many different changes in your life, even now, in this moment. It is all a part of this moving on from the old vibrational frequency to the new vibrational frequencies. One timeline to the other. You have already chosen to be on this new higher timeline, higher frequency timeline. But many have chosen to move and stay in the old timeline. And there are those that have not yet quite decided. Those are the ones that you are all waiting for at this point. The ones that have not decided. Now, allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form from wherever you find yourself. Just come back. But as you come back, have that distinct vision, concept, ideal of the two different timelines now. As you come back into your physical form, know that that is a choice that you made long ago. Before you even came into this evolution, you made this choice. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. I come to be with you at this time. Indeed, in these times of great change that is upon you, and indeed you are moving through this timeline shift that is happening. For the timelines are diverging now. Just as you had in this experience, just as you were able to see in this experience, you could see the diverging timelines and the many different offshoots of those timelines as you moved through the expression. And just as you continue to move through the expression of your life, you are indeed able to be aware of these two timelines. Just think of it in terms of those that are of the old ways, the old status quo that do not want to change, they are diverging now. They are moving into that timeline that will keep them in the lower vibrational frequencies. And as you know, if you stay within the lower vibrational frequencies, you cannot be in the higher vibrational frequencies. If you stay within the third dimensional illusion, you cannot ascend into the higher fourth and fifth dimensional frequencies. It is not possible. So you are witnessing that now as you look across at the world and you see the world events that are happening. And all of this, all of these events are designed to attempt to hold you to this third dimensional expression, to the illusion, to the old timeline, the old biblical timeline. But that is no longer for you, because as I said earlier, you have already made the choice. You made it long, long ago.
made the choice to move into the higher vibrational frequencies, to move through this ascension process, to be the way showers and the system busters that you all are. You came here to bust this system wide open, and you as a collective are doing exactly that. Yes, indeed, there are many who are seemingly doing more than you are, but you, just with your thoughts, every moment your thoughts are creating this new timeline and the many different offshoots of that timeline. And know that because everything is multidimensional, that there are so many different aspects of these timelines as well. We do not expect you to quite understand this yet at the third dimensional level, but as you continue to rise in vibrational frequency and consciousness, you will begin to understand this more. For if you think about it, only a few years ago, maybe 5-10 years ago, the idea of timeline did not even come into your potential thinking. It was not even a thought that came in. But now it is, and many people's thoughts, many people's words are bringing this forward. The idea of timelines and shifting and moving from one vibrational frequency to the other. You did not even know many years ago about vibrational frequency and how important it was to the raising of consciousness. It is all a part of the whole, a part of the one here. And you are all a part of this, bringing this forward. And you must come to understand that. Just your thoughts. So when you have a negative thought, that negative thought resounds through the quantum field and the universal mind. And many then pick up that negative thought as well. But when you have a positive thought, the same thing occurs. And more people are picking up those positive thoughts that more and more people are having. And more positive thoughts you have, the more thoughts you have of a positive timeline, of higher vibrational frequency, higher consciousness, more love rather than fear, and so on and so on. The more that you have those types of thoughts, the more that you are creating this new positive timeline and moving into your ascension process more and more fully. And yes, indeed, you are at the verge now of a great shift along this timeline. Even the timeline that you are on now is going to have a great shift as well. You may not have thought of that, but it is. There is going to be a great shift within the positive timeline also. And those that are on the negative timeline are going to experience a shift in their timeline as well and move them further away from you and all of that you are attempting to experience and create in this new golden age that is upon you. So, yes, indeed, look at this as the end of the movie, as we have been saying for some time, telling you that this is a movie that you are watching. And simply watch it. Do not become a part of it. Do not become attached to it. Allow it to play itself out. And wherever you have the opportunity, though, you can play your part in this movie. You can play your part in helping others move into this positive timeline or higher in this positive timeline. It is up to you, you and the collective you, to bring this forward even more rapidly. And there are those that are positioned now at this point. I cannot give names. But there are those that are positioned now at this point that are going to create this great shift that is upon you. Cannot say more about that at this time. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue
to move along this timeline that you have created and continue to create this as you move forward with positive thoughts, positive expressions, love, not hate, not fear, just simply love. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And we do not have Shoshana at this point, so we will what you call muddle along here and do what we can to be of service in this way, as we have done for some amount of years here now, as we find it. So we are ready here for your questions if you have them. We will keep this somewhat short, as James is at a low energy at this point. But we will attempt to hold his energy up as high as we can, as long as we can. Would there be questions here for one who serves?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is a follow-up on the question I had about the image of the moon I saw and took a photo of, and it came out with a black area around it, and the moon was glowy with colors. And I had said, you asked how it resonated, and I said it reminded me of how I saw myself. But I forgot that the first thing I saw was an eye, like it was like a reverse eye, because it was dark on the outside and the pupil area would have been light. And I just wonder if you have anything you might like to add to that image.
We will just say for you, this was personal for you, as you had this type of vision and understanding here that so many across the planet would never have. So think of this as a point of, we will just use this term here, graduation for you in a sense, that you are moving into a new phase of your life here. Into more, not your life so much, but your understanding here. Okay? Was this sufficient for you?
Yeah, sorry. Awesome, I said. Thank you.
Yes, very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Cindy. I'm feeling that this huge amount of wave of change, emotionally, dreams, just a huge wave of something. Is something going on? I know that we went through the 11/11 portal, but there just a huge influx of change. Is that something other people are doing, or is it, have you heard if that's, we're getting upgrades or something like that?
This is what Archangel Michael was alluding to here, in that there is a great shift upon your timeline that is coming here. So you are going to have many different incidences of various things that are changing in your life, in your lives. We cannot say too much more at this point. We apologize for that, but we cannot get the rabbit out of the bag. Is that how it goes? We cannot do that for you.
Okay, thank you.
No, that is not it. We cannot show you how that works. We cannot give that to you. We can just pull the rabbit out of the bag, but we cannot tell you how we do it. You see?
Yes, thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, please.
Yes.
With what I was sharing about the depression, I am certainly open to receive loving support and tips on how to, for aftercare, because I have no idea how long this depression has been in place, but it's been quite a long while. So I'm ready to move forward. So can you provide some tips? I know Shoshana usually does this, but I'm willing to hear what you have to say.
We will say that you are already receiving those tips. You are already moving through this depression, as you are saying. You have to understand that it is not only you that are going through various changes in your life, but there are many, many, many across the planet that are going through huge changes, much more so than even that you are at this point. So know that what you are going through personally is for you personally. It is not so much that one can give you answer here for this or for that. It is something you just have to move through, and you are moving through it. You have followed the guidance that you were given in terms of moving from one area to another, and followed what you are being we will just say guided to do here. So we applaud you for doing so at this point. Know that the depression, as you are feeling it, is simply about vibration. So find ways to raise your vibration. Wherever you are, go out in nature and see the beauty in the world, and that will raise your vibration. Do a meditation such as we do with these chakra centers. That will raise your vibration. You see, the only reason you stay within a depressed state is because you need to, for a term, to stay within that state. That is all. It is nothing more. You can pull out of it anytime you want to. It is a matter of willpower. Okay?
Thank you. And there's an abundance of beauty here. And I love being out on laying on the ground. I wanted to lay out and sleep outside for a few nights, but it rained. But I'm in tune. Thank you for that support. Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any other further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Talk about timelines. So I think this question is appropriate. I think, is there a final point, you know, I'm very curious how this will play out, but is there a final point of determination? We have talked about the movie, but I guess I'm kind of asking, is there an end to the movie? Is there a point where I call it the curtain call, where all the truth is disclosed and it's kind of just put in front of every human on the planet? And my question is there a final point of determination when all that truth is disclosed for those people who haven't really picked a timeline, or picked if they're going the light way or the dark way? Is there a final point of determination where people will have that sort of final choice within their soul to choose which timeline they're going on? And then I was always under the impression that not too long after that point, the timelines would actually split.
We will say that many are going through this point right now, as far as making the choice. So many have made the choice long ago, such as all of you, and
right.
Others have made the choice to go in the opposite direction and stay within the status quo and the old ways and all of this. But there are those, and again, Archangel Michael alluded to this as well, there are those that are in what you might call the middle here, and
right.
They are not quite sure that they even need to make a choice yet at this point. But there will come a time where they will need to make that choice. It will be either one way or the other. And that time is approaching for sure. And when it is all said and done, there will be a final ending point where there will be the before the changeover and after the changeover, as James said earlier. Was this sufficient
Great.
For you?
Great. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. We take one more question if there is. Nothing further? Then we...
I don't have a question, but I just have a comment. So This is for Catherine. And Catherine, you're not alone, my sister. Even I, who's never been depressed, have been feeling that depression, that shift, that frequency shift lately. And many people I'm speaking to are feeling the same. So it seems to be a collective shift and change that's going on. So we're kind of all in it together. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel. And we say here to all of you to be free. Be free within yourself to move along this timeline in any way that works for you. Whatever works, that is okay, as long as it is not hurting anyone else in the process. So move freely along this timeline as you continue to move, and find that as the shifts continue to happen, and they are going to happen, and more frequently, then just ride with it. Ride, go with the flow here, as it is said to do. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.